This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Gray.
And future governor of New Hampshire, Nobody.
And the big thing going on right now is all of these canceled events, all of these canceled flights, freakouts over the coronavirus. And from what I've seen in various places, the death rate is about 6% now. I don't know how accurate that is, but that's what I've seen.
And that's much higher than it was being quoted before. I still don't have any faith in any of these numbers, and as a result of which, I have no position on whether the coronavirus is being overblown or buried, and I won't know for quite a while if I ever do.
I guess we'll know if the bodies start piling up around us.
Well, that's the thing. At that point, we would definitely know.
For sure. But people seem to be freaking out about it. It's just everywhere, are saying some people. Of course, young people seem to be the ones not freaking out about it and are taking the opportunity to book up all of the cheap flights that they can find because the price of flights has just plummeted.
And young people are also much less likely to die of it. It's definitely something that's killing old folks mostly.
Yeah, and they don't seem to like hearing that. And I will say that it's callous.
What, old folks?
Just the weak and infirm in general.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can't expect them to take any comfort in that. I mean, don't worry. No, probably won't be me they shoot. It'll be you.
But millennials really like saying that. And I've said it before, too. I don't care about catching the coronavirus. It's not going to kill me. I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, we'll just call it the boomer flu.
Yeah.
Yeah, I repeat again. I heard that on a podcast where he talked about people, you know, older people, you know, dying from this thing. And if you think about the power structure in the world, it's controlled by mostly old men.
Yeah.
So maybe...
Well, I've got old parents, so I'm not particularly comforted that it's...
I don't think anybody would be comforted
either.
If we're going to find comfort in it, maybe the power structure would change for something more agreeable.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are good things that could come out of it long term. You know, the Chinese people could say, okay, we've had enough. You know, that is a possibility.
And they have an easy button to fix it? Like they can just say win?
Oh, well, there's no easy way to fix a government. But the thing is, I mean, the Chinese military has relatives just like everybody else. And when their relatives are dying, they're not going to like that.
Yeah, when they become uncomfortable, maybe that's when they make some change.
Well, that's the thing, is it is when people become uncomfortable, and frequently when they feel they have nothing left to lose, that they stand up and fight. I mean, if I'd been a Jew in Germany, I might not have gone out and engaged in guerrilla warfare, although being who I am, I probably would have, but when they came for me and my family, then at that point it's like, well, I have nothing left to lose. I might as well take a few of them out, too.
Right. Not hold on for that last bit of hope that the door you were stepping into wasn't, some sort of gas shower.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's the thing. Once you're disarmed, once you're on the train, it's too late to fight back. What you going to do?
You have to wonder about the mentality of people who so willingly step into what they know to be death traps.
I think they're in denial.
You think so? I mean, a lot of it's just pressure as well. I mean, if somebody has a gun pointed at you and you're unarmed and you're already starving and having been living in poverty for 2 years because of this very regime, and they tell you to get on a train, your options are to die there or to die later. Mm-hmm. And I guess a lot of people are just aren't willing to be like, okay, well, I might as well die now. I mean, we saw the same thing with the September 11th flight hijackings, apparently, when people who knew that the planes were being hijacked and they were going to die still, but for the most part, did nothing.
See, there was this spate of propaganda in the 70s that you missed for obvious reasons. And because there were plane hijackings going on there, too, it became a common weapon for Palestinians and Marxists and others for a while. And so what they drummed into our heads is, if you get hijacked, don't fight back. It'll be okay. Just let them negotiate with the authorities. That all changed in 9/11, as a result of which I don't think there will ever be another successful airplane hijacking, because I think the passengers will just tear the hijackers to bits if they try.
Well, the TSA certainly
will. They've blown their credibility as hijackers.
Yeah, the Walmart employees with badges, they're not going to help.
No.
That's what I'm referring to as TSA.
Right. I like the inconsistency of the TSA. Depending on which airport you go to, they're going to give you crap about different things. Mm-hmm. They're going to confiscate different things. They're going to leave it alone at this airport, but confiscate it and throw into the trash at this airport. It's totally inconsistent. It's like, what's it the whole point for you to have this strict list of guidelines that was going to be ineffective anyway? Because, I mean, you basically have the training of a McDonald's cashier or a Walmart employee. And, you know, thousands of
people's
lives. Yeah,
they missed 95% of the false flag attacks that are made against them. And when I say false flag attacks, I'm talking about when their own management tries to get something through security and see if they got caught. 95% of the time, they don't get caught.
No, of course not, because the TSA, I mean, they suck.
Yeah.
And you can always just fly first class and bypass most of the security checkpoints anyway.
Really? I didn't think...
I wasn't aware of that until very
recently. I haven't flown first class since 9/11, so I can't comment on that.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of it until very recently, but one of the key benefits of flying first class is that you can bypass most of airport security.
Well,
presumably it's because, hey, if you have the money to buy a first class ticket, you're probably not going to hijack the plane, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. Osama bin Laden was supposed to be a billionaire, so...
But money buys privilege.
Well, yes, but the thing is, if that's their security thinking, it's not very effective, because, you know, adding another $10,000 to the budget of a major of an operation that does billions of dollars in damages, that's not prohibitive.
No.
You know, they would have spent another $500 ahead if they'd had to. You know, no problem.
Well, according to ETARS on discord.freetalklive.com, you don't actually bypass security. You just get to the front of the line, which is not what I've read when shopping for plane tickets. But, of course, the airline is going to paint it as more convenient than it really is.
Yeah, once you're there, there's not much you can do about it.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you could just not get on the plane. Most people aren't prepared to do that.
Now, there is
why buy the ticket? I mean, you know before you go that you're going to go through the TSA, mm-hmm. and they're going to be invasive and rude and stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't want to deal with that, why buy the ticket? And it's like, no, I'm just not going to get on the plane. Just don't buy the ticket.
Do you remember the "Don't Touch My Junk" guy?
I remember that.
I don't. I remember the guy in the "It's Not Gay If It's TSA" shirt.
Oh.
I have one of those.
Well, the "Don't Touch My Junk" guy. While he was getting felt up by the TSA?
He was one of the very first, and he opted out of the radiation machines, and they said, okay, well, we're going to pat you down. And he said, well, that's fine, but I'll have you arrested if you touch my junk.
Well, there's also the guy who got charged with sexual assault for going through the TSA with an erection.
See, that's what I've been thinking of doing. Take like three Viagra, go through security, and identify as female.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Gray.
and nobody.
And if you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash, well, now you have a financial incentive to get that happening. With AnyPay, you can earn passive income for every purchase at businesses that you get to accept Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. All you have to do is download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. The commissions are instant. There is no waiting for months or weeks or whatever to get your payout. You don't have to reach a certain threshold. None of that crap. Check it out at AnyPayInc.com to start earning Bitcoin Cash and Dash. So breaking news, apparently Chelsea Manning has attempted to kill herself in jail, is what they're saying anyway. According to the DailyMail.co.uk, former Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning is fighting for her life after attempting suicide inside a Virginia jail cell.
She's not fighting for it, she's fighting against it. I mean, she's fighting not to be in their jail anymore.
Sure. Sources said that Manning, who has been held in custody since May, so that's like 10 months now, for refusing to testify before a grand jury investigating WikiLeaks and Assange, it's also kind of misleading because she was out of jail for like 2 weeks, and then they threw her right back in.
Right, right. That, which I think was a psychological warfare
I believe
tactic.
It. It's very similar to what...
I don't think anything in courts... With Chelsea, like, I think all of the decisions were made before the arguments. I think that was all. I think they just wrote lines for the judges. And the same thing with Assange.
Are you implying that things are rigged against people who tell the truth?
I'm implying that I believe this to have been, like, way more rigged than normal.
Still rigged.
Like, not... We're going to let the judge make him not do what we want and find some way to get around him. More, we're going to let the judge know in very uncertain terms.
This is what you'll do.
What he's going to do.
So Chelsea still had a pulse when she was found at around 1 p.m., however, and the DailyMail.com understands she was still breathing while en route to the hospital. Manning previously spent 7 years in military prison for leaking hundreds of thousands of classified U.S. documents to WikiLeaks in 2010.
Yeah, it's very different, I think, being in for a set period of time.
Well, she wasn't.
Like serving a sentence.
Her sentence was commuted. Her sentence was commuted by Barack Obama.
Oh, that's right. She got like 34 years?
Yeah,
or?
And she got a long time, and she never attempted to kill herself during any of that.
Yeah. Interesting.
But, I mean, it's very likely this could be just, you know, the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah. Well, I mean, sometimes you just get to thinking they're never going to let you be.
And there's also
no matter what happens.
There's also it's possible that someone else botched the killing.
That is possible. That's definitely possible.
But they want her to testify. If she's dead, she can't testify. So I can't imagine this would have been a hit.
Wasn't a very good one if it was.
Well, there may
thank goodness for that.
There may be more than one player involved, but I don't know who would want her dead.
A jail deputy discovered her while conducting a check in the special housing unit where Chelsea is being housed. They found her with a sheet around her neck. Other deputies arrived and first aid was administered before she was taken to the hospital. Yeah, she was originally sentenced to 35 years for leaking the data to WikiLeaks, but was released in May of 2017 after President Obama commuted her time in prison.
And for those who don't remember, what she leaked was, among other things, a video of U.S. servicemen deliberately killing journalists and civilians and laughing about it.
And kids. If we're talking about the same video I was thinking of.
There were children involved, I believe.
Yeah, they were ferrying people back to the van. And it was obvious that there were kids in the van.
Yeah. The video is called Collateral Damage, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can find it online. It's sickening to watch. In March of last year, she was called to testify to a grand jury, a panel investigating major crimes that operates in secrecy, about her work with the site's founder, Julian Assange. When Manning refused to testify and accused the government of abusing the grand jury process, a judge found her in contempt of court and jailed her indefinitely.
In order to illustrate her point that, yes, they are absolutely abusing the dead. People should be out in the streets about this, and I don't understand why they're not. You know, maybe this will be what it takes.
Well, you tell me, why aren't you out in the streets about this?
His voice is louder on the radio.
I haven't been able to get anybody enthusiastic about going with me, and going alone is stupid. Small protests just look pathetic. But I don't know. Maybe people should just start going out to a local place and swinging a sign and see if anybody joins them.
I like how this article used a picture of Bradley Manning down at the bottom. That's real classy, Daily Mail. So anyway, she was released 2 months later when the grand jury's mandate expired and was called to testify before another one, which asked many of the same questions. Manning refused the second time, telling Judge Anthony Tringa that she would rather starve to death than comply. Good on her for that.
Yep.
He responded by jailing her again and hitting her with daily fines that have increased over time to $1,000 every day of her incarceration. Now, how in the hell can this be legal for a judge to do to an American citizen?
That word again. What does that word mean? It's like some kind of voodoo magic. Which word? Legal.
I said several.
Yeah, legal is the one specifically.
Well, the thing is, they've kind of given up all pretext of the rule of law here.
I mean, she has Fifth Amendment protection anyway, but this is why they offered her immunity, so that she can't plead the Fifth.
Exactly.
Which is corrupt in itself.
I don't know. I mean, what you normally do with a witness, but
the question is, why can the government compel you to talk about anyone? You know, it's not just protecting yourself.
Because they steal the money they use to fund their actions.
Yeah.
They don't care.
Well, sure, but they cared once upon a time.
Yeah, they also didn't steal quite as much.
And there was a Fifth Amendment protecting people's right to not incriminate themselves. But how come? Why in the hell doesn't that include the right to not incriminate people you care about?
Just words on paper.
That's something.
I don't know when
that was introduced, but I'm pretty sure it's older than America, that the idea of compelling people to
Say, I don't remember?
Well,
or
that's
my
one
eyes
of the
were
reasons
shut the
I'm
entire
a
time? 855-450-3733. What do you think about Chelsea Manning being compelled to speak by these enormous fines? 855-450-FREE.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump will address the nation about the coronavirus outbreak.
We're going to have to do something with respect to getting rid of this virus as quickly as possible and as safely as possible. Our number one priority is the health of the people of our country.
The Oval Office address will take place at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The NCAA men and women's basketball tournaments will be held without fans. NCAA President Mark Emmert cited the ongoing coronavirus outbreak in a statement announcing the decision about March Madness. Emmert says only essential staff and limited family attendance will be allowed. A rough day for stocks and your 401k as the Dow lost 1,465 points to finish at 23,553. The S&P and NASDAQ also lost. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Gray.
And Nobody.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform that you can find at local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, or just meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. So finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started buying and selling Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com, by far the easiest way for you to get involved in cryptocurrency. So go check it out, local.bitcoin.com. And we've been talking here about Chelsea Manning, who has spent a ridiculous amount of time in jail for refusing to play ball with the corruption of the grand jury process that evidently has the authority to tell you that if you don't talk, they're going to throw you in jail until you do and fine you $1,000 a day until you talk.
And for truth. She's in jail for exposing the truth.
Yeah.
About things that are hard to stomach.
Yes. Things like the collateral damage video, as we were talking about earlier. And it wasn't
and
just
what
that.
She's won and what she's and it's being demanded that she basically testify against Assange.
Yes. And
she's also in some form of... He's not, like, in jail, but he's...
He is in jail. He's in a maximum security prison...
She?
In...
Sorry.
He's in a maximum security prison in Britain that is mostly used to house terrorists.
Okay, so I was under the impression, this is how under the news rock I tend to avoid all this news, so I was under the impression he was still held up in some embassy somewhere.
Oh, no, you're about a year and a half behind the times, bro. He's been in prison for a year and a half.
Has it been that
long?
Literally
nothing. Well, he served his one-year sentence, and then they didn't let him out.
Yeah.
And he definitely had some pretrial detention, although that was probably part of his one-year sentence. So, I don't know. It's been a long time. We could look up the date.
It costs a lot to tell the truth here.
But again, that's something I wish that... And maybe I will do a local group, but I don't know if anybody will come to it. We'll find out. But
I feel like here in Keene, people wouldn't be especially surprised to see people picketing and demanding the release of Chelsea Manning.
That's pretty common on the weekends to see people standing in the square.
Yeah,
there is a
Friday peace rally that I haven't been going to lately. That maybe I'll get a Julian Assange sign and go down there.
That would be good. So the judge responded by jailing Chelsea Manning again, and as we pointed out, hitting her with $1,000 fines every single day that she doesn't speak. So in February, Manning's lawyers lodged a motion calling for her to be set free, saying that she would never change her mind. Her incarceration is not serving its only permissible purpose, because evidently they are allowed to do that. They are allowed to use jail to extort you into talking, horrific as that is.
They have
and
the
that's
guns,
one of the reasons so. That returning to the Constitution really isn't enough. We need to tear this government completely down.
No, it's always bizarre to me when people say, well, if we just return to the Constitution didn't work the first time.
If anything,
that's
it
why
gave
we're
you,
in this mess.
Yeah, it gave us what we have.
Well, it was a better functioning system in a lot of ways in that...
True.
I mean, before the... especially if you look back before the creation of the Federal Reserve, things were a lot less bad.
I don't see that it could be any different. I mean, yes, I've heard people say, well, if we were still, a purely constitutionalist government, and I at one point thought I was... I remember following some Michael Badnarik stuff where, he gave these lectures and whatnot explaining why these things were great, and they sounded great, but the problem is it's still words on paper that people can just decide for whatever reason that they don't have to follow anymore.
Yeah, and that's the whole problem, is the only thing that keeps the system stable is the mythology in the minds of the people. And once the people stop getting out with torches and pitchforks, which they used to do, if people don't actually go out and...
Or tar and feathers, like they used to do.
Tar and feathers is another thing, and guillotines in some places.
Yes, they were very effective in the past.
Well, sometimes some cuts have to be made. And that's the only thing in the long run that will ever keep politicians honest, is if they are at least occasionally killed when they're really bad.
I don't know if I want to endorse that statement, but I'm not going to disagree with it.
Okay. Well, let me say that I've been looking for a solution other than that to the problem of corrupt politicians, and I have not found one. So if you've got one...
I think the solution is to not have politicians.
Yes.
That would be ideal, I think. So back to this article, Manning, a transgender woman whose supporters call a whistleblower, passed more than 700,000 classified documents to WikiLeaks that exposed, quote, possible war crimes. They weren't possible. They were documented war crimes on video.
That's a slant by this article.
Yeah.
Who's ever writing this?
Yeah. Daily Mail, I'm pretty sure, is right wing.
Just like when they say May and they don't say like 10 months in prison.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, look, they used a picture of Chelsea here back when she was in the military and identified as Bradley Manning. That's a jerk move, no matter how you slice it. Everyone knows that Chelsea Manning now is Chelsea Manning, and you have to be a gigantic jerk to pull a stunt like that.
What would you do if you owned, like, the Bruce Jenner Museum, though? Would you just...
I would burn it to the ground because I can't stand Bruce Jenner.
Okay. But no, I mean, theoretically, I wonder what somebody who had, like, invested a lot of money in Bruce Jenner memorabilia, I mean... do they have to, like, burn it all?
Well, I mean, no.
Think of somebody you like if somebody had...
No, but if you were going to write an article about Jenner today, you wouldn't use a picture of Bruce.
Yeah, okay.
Probably
so keeping one around is okay, though.
Sure.
You know,
well, I mean, there are still boxes of Wheaties and crap with Bruce Jenner's picture on it. We can't just... make those vanish into the memory hole because Caitlyn Jenner, for better or worse, did used to be Bruce Jenner.
Right.
But that's a good point, though. If there's an article about Caitlyn Jenner now? If there's an article about Caitlyn Jenner, then it's not, they're obviously not showing a picture of Bruce.
Yeah, right. Unless they're going out of their way to be jerks, like the Daily Mail probably.
Well, if they're writing about her transition, they might include, like, a picture of when
like
she was male or some before and before. I'm not going to get into the timing of the events in her psychosexual history because I don't know and I don't care.
I guess the point
I'm
is
with you on that.
It's not super relevant that this person decides to be a different gender. The fact is that, like, a person who's doing their best to tell the truth is now in a cage because a man who wears a dress to work says so.
Yeah.
Okay, that threw me off for a moment.
The man in the road, the judge.
Yeah, I mean, in the conversation about the trans person, a man wearing a dress to work really threw me off.
Yeah, it was interesting.
So in 2013, a military judge found Manning guilty of 20 counts, but as we pointed out, the sentence was commuted. What do you think about this entire mess? 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Gray.
And Nobody.
And the Edge Wallet is the best mobile wallet out there as far as I'm concerned. I really wish they had a desktop and Linux version, but sadly they don't. But they do have it for mobile, and mobile is where it's most convenient. You can find it on both the iOS and Android stores. You can buy, sell, securely hold cryptocurrencies with it. I've never bought or sold cryptocurrencies with it, but it does support it. It's user-controlled, so you always control your own money. It's non-custodial, supporting Bitcoin Core, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, Tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and many more. Being built by a veteran team since 2014 with the tagline of Secure Your Freedom, find out more about it at edge.app. Again, that's edge.app, or just download it from the Google Play and iOS stores.
Yeah, it's good to have a wallet where you can have your own keys. That's important. Own keys means that you can control your crypto. So any wallet that'll let you do that, that's what you want to do.
Yeah, there are no gatekeepers in the crypto world if you do it correctly, right?
Yes.
I've had to buy from Coinbase and things like that in the past, and they do function as gatekeepers. When you request your Bitcoin out of them, they're like, hey, we're going to look into this. We're going to hold this for 3 to 5 days, and then we'll send it to you.
Right. And most people probably assume that'll never happen to them. But, you know, it's really easy just to have another wallet that you control all that stuff. And then you never even have to worry about it.
And it's not likely. But remember Mt. Gox. Non-custodial wallets would have saved everyone who was using Mt. Gox.
Yeah, one of the reasons why people really like Bitcoin is because you, or some other crypto, is because you can control it when you want. So, again, if you don't have the keys, which means it's non-custodial, then you don't have possession. You can't move that stuff around when you want to without permission.
And that's the most frustrating thing about the banking system, is that everything you do within it has to have the bank's permission.
Mm-hmm.
They have to allow it. So, like, sending wire transfers, which is something I do multiple times a week, every single one of them has to get approved, preferably by an automatic system. But sometimes you have to go into the bank manually, and they have to ask you all sorts of questions. They may decline you the opportunity to use your own money.
It ain't yours.
Yeah, I've had accounts closed because they didn't like the business that I was in, you know? And so they were just like, yeah, we're going to close your account.
Yeah, TD did that to me within the course of like 2 weeks. It was one of the fastest I've ever dealt with. I think GFA turned out to be faster.
Well, it might have been
because that was like 5 days.
It might have been dealing with me that sped them up because I was kind of irate when they did that, and
understandably,
I was having a very hard time getting a phone call from their security people, so I went into their bank one day and had a very loud discussion with the manager. Well, he was dealing with a couple of other people.
Where's my money?
Yeah. And I basically, I was doing my best to cause a run on the bank. I didn't manage it, I don't think. But, if enough people did it at the same time, they might.
Yeah, but it would be difficult today. And with the FDIC guaranteeing everyone's deposit, you'd have to have all of the very, very wealthy people using those accounts to withdraw as well.
Yeah, that's true.
People
keep doing things and saying, this will stabilize the system. This will stabilize the system. The FDIC will stabilize the system. It's not supposed to be stable.
No, it's designed
to be unstable. It's supposed to be always changing. It's supposed to be, you know, you don't worry about one company being stable. You just know that if you need something that a lot of people need, once somebody will be offering it wherever you go.
So back to Chelsea Manning here. The judge, a military judge, because she was, of course, sit before a military tribunal, which I guess it's standard for the military, but it's no less screwed up, was found guilty of 20 counts, 6 under the Espionage Act. But they acquitted her of the most serious charge of aiding the enemy because there is absolutely no evidence whatsoever that any of the leaks from Chelsea Manning brought harm to a single person.
Wow.
Assange.
And what enemy?
Yeah, that's
the American people,
government.
That's who she gave the information to, right?
Yeah.
Indirectly.
Well, she gave it to, he's Australian, right?
Julian?
Huh? Yeah. Assange?
Yeah.
She gave it to Australians, and they gave it to Americans.
But WikiLeaks I look at as transnational, because it was always designed to be a
repository for the screwed up things
the
governments
around
the world are doing. Yeah,
in a lot of ways. It's not a nationalistic institution.
No, but it does focus largely on things the American government does wrong, because the American government is the one portraying itself as a saint.
Yeah.
So Assange, 48, is currently in jail in the UK, where he faces extradition proceedings after a grand jury in the U.S. agreed that he put lives at risk by leaking classified documents. Now, remember, Chelsea Manning, years earlier, was acquitted of pretty much that exact charge. But no, Assange somehow is guilty.
And does anyone know how the grand jury system works? Like, how private is that?
I don't have any idea.
The grand jury system is generally considered a secret process. I believe the jurors have to swear not to disclose what they are subjected to. The other thing is, it's not clear if there were any grand jurors seated. I don't know if the grand jury was ever convened, because if your only witness refuses to appear, then you don't need people to watch that.
See, that's a system I didn't agree to, you know, for people just to sort of gather behind closed doors and decide to stick another guy in jail because they didn't like what he said.
I mean, to be fair, none of us agreed to any of this nonsense.
I just want to make it clear, just by being born here, you know, doesn't make me, specifically me, liable for all this craziness, because I didn't agree to any of this, and I still don't.
See, a viral trend that we should start is going to polling places and recording I do not consent videos so that anybody who voted and wants to make it clear that that doesn't mean they support the system, please don't mistake this as my giving the system legitimacy, can say so on video and we can just broadcast that, just beam it to the world.
Yeah, as I've heard Derek J say, the empire does not require my consent.
Yeah. But it's important because a lot of things assumes that, I mean, they assume they have your consent and they proceed as such.
I'm not sure they do. I don't think they care whether they have people's consent. I don't think they assume they have it. They just don't care whether or not they do.
But rhetorically, everything depends on it.
Yes.
You know, and so and it's still there in the rhetoric they use to justify their existence.
But it also implies that the majority of Americans do, in fact, consent to this.
Well, I don't know. What's their other option?
Well, they don't know.
Guillotines?
Okay.
I don't know. There isn't a good other option. Cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency is a peaceful other option.
See, I've been thinking about that as an option. Okay. Here's what you do. Yeah, I call it peace coin. And
I mean, there's no need for that. You already have Bitcoin, Cash, Ethereum, Litecoin, Monero.
Hear me out. There's a reason for what I'm talking about. Basically, by holding this coin, you assert that you do not authorize anybody to do violence on your behalf.
That's what holding a Bitcoin means.
Well, no, it doesn't. That's not explicit in anything.
But it does, because using the cryptocurrency is a way of not consenting to it and not paying for it.
But still, it makes no explicit statement. Basically, what I want to be able to do is say, you know, there are now 35 million holders of this stuff that is literally saying, I don't consent to your war. And then I want to make that number grow. Because the people don't support war, but there's no way outside of their legal, their rigged elections to say you don't. So think of this as direct democracy. Think of this as voting for peace and buying peace, and it can
be
done.
I mean, I understand the concept.
There's another piece. There's
another
part. I
understand the concept, but I'm going
to
reiterate again that, you know, cryptocurrencies already do that. They may not explicitly state it, but they are ways of voting with your wallet and eliminating the American empire.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
You will understand the true intent of the Founding Fathers when they wrote the Constitution if you attend this free webinar. Chris Ann Hall, president of Liberty First University, doesn't simply regurgitate what some professor or expert has said about the Constitution. She relays the thoughts and opinions of those who wrote the documents. Her straightforward, passionate, easy-to-understand style lets anyone grasp the principles of liberty. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.